You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Some of the history of slavery in the Americas still rests on the ocean floor. Sunken ships that once carried captives to the U.S. or the Caribbean, and a life of enslavement, at least for those who survived the crossing. Marine archaeologists and a small army of scuba divers are working to uncover those stories, using the latest technology to locate some of those ships and add more context to history. A new podcast from National Geographic, Into the Depths, features the stories of some of these divers. One of them is Dr. Justin Dunavant, an assistant professor of archaeology at the University of California, Los Angeles, who explained how advancements in technology are changing his work.
We've seen maritime archaeology develop rapidly over the last 50 years. Really, a lot of it has been a reduction in the cost of the technologies that we use and a reduction in the cost of doing the surveys. And so we have been able to use advanced technologies like side scan sonar, which gives us a reading of the bottom of the ocean floor, as well as a magnetometer, which is essentially a giant metal detector that we can attach onto the back of our boats to pick up metals similar to the way that you would on a beach or in a field with a handheld metal detector.
That tech helps you locate where the shipwrecks may be, but then what?
Then it's incumbent upon us to actually scuba dive onto the wreck. The mapping component is probably the most low-tech that we get. We normally just go down with a slate, a number two pencil, and Mylar paper, and start to sketch away what we see underneath the water. There are new technologies that are developing. A lot of people are starting to use what we call photogrammetry now, where we take underwater cameras and shoot hundreds of photographs of a site, and then throw it into a software package that compiles them into a 3D image. But that doesn't really work too well for these flat wrecks. You can imagine what a 3D image of a two-dimensional object would be. So that's when, again, we go back to that pencil and slate technology.
Some of your work also deals with not just the ships themselves, but also some of the knock-on effects of the transatlantic slave trade. Can you talk about that?
I would say actually the bulk of my research is studying and exploring the environmental impacts and the environmental ramifications of the transatlantic slave trade, as well as trying to locate and understand how it is that enslaved Africans were using the landscapes that they found themselves in. We are using some advanced technologies right now, including LIDAR, which stands for light detection and ranging. These are satellite images and can give us a 3D scan and reading of the geography. And we're using that to then create 3D models, digitizing historic maps and overlaying them so that we can better understand not only where it is that people were living, but perhaps where it is that enslaved Africans were running away to and establishing their own independent camps.
Justin Dunavant is an assistant professor of archaeology at UCLA. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.